1039, mypickradio.com, the best of most country, that's Zach Brown Band, talking about that chicken fried, Anna.
My favorite kind.
On the pig. And, of course, the morning show is John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, where they're stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And speaking of friends, we got a brand new friend guest from the community. We've got the brand new athletic director and head football coach of Arkansas High, the Razorbacks, Coach Trey Outlaw. And welcome to Texarkana, Coach.
Thank you. I'm excited about being here.
It is great to have you here. And you say that you grew up in Southeast Arkansas, in Monticello?
Yep. So I'm a South Arkansas guy. I've lived here for most of my life. I guess if you count your elementary years and high school, you know, my adult life has been kind of all over the state with coaching, which is tends to happen in this profession, but it's good to be home.
Well,
welcome back.
Great to have you. Now, you told us on the Facebook that you know, you had aspirations to play, obviously, pro football and things like that. It didn't quite work out. But what made you say, "Hey, man, I'm the next best thing to playing it is coaching it"?
That's right.
Did you always have that in your back of your mind?
No, you know, actually, I started out with I guess what most college kids do, multiple majors. At one point, I was going to be a doctor, then I was be a lawyer, and you know, I like to tell the story. So the very first time I went to anatomy and physiology class, you know, you're playing college football, they make you sit on the front row, and there's a bag on the table. I'm like, what is that? And he unzips it, and it's a cadaver. It's like, no, I can't.
Thank you.
being a doctor is not for me. Maybe. You know, it felt like the classes were easy, but can't really handle body parts.
Yeah,
so, you know, I got out of that, and all right, I'm going to go into law. And so I've actually, you know, I took the LSAT and had scored high enough to get into some law schools, but I really like coaching football. You know, I enjoy it. And so after playing college football, had an opportunity to play or try out for some NFL teams. Didn't work out, and was kind of looking around what I'm going to do. And the guy who coached me in high school actually offered me a job. And, you know, first day on the job, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, because it doesn't feel like a job. You know, you're around kids, you get to impact them, and you're doing the sport you love. So
I was going to say, that's kind of it's that way in life. When you're doing something you really, really love to do, it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel like a job. So we're very lucky.
Yes.
You're very lucky. And you got some events coming up that Anna wanted to talk about.
Right. So on Wednesday the 27th, there's a kids camp.
Yes. And so this is a 100% free camp. There is no cost. There's simply no reason not to bring your kid to this camp. It is going to be kids entering kindergarten through sixth grade. You know, we joked about on the Facebook a little bit ago about, you know, sorry if you're a kid at heart and maybe a little over the hill, we can't have you, but
expand next year.
Yeah, next year we'll have an adults camp, and we'll make sure to have lots of Band-Aids and ice on the sideline for that.
Right.
Yeah. But no, we have a 100% free kids camp coming up August 27th from 1 to 4. Pre-register on our Facebook page. You'll see the link, and we'll send it out later today again. Your kid gets a free t-shirt. He gets to be coached by high school coaches and by high school athletes. And if you happen to not register your kid, that's okay. We'll take walk-ins. Just bring them. And so it's going to be a good time. And that's not just for Texarkana residents on the Arkansas side.
It's
that's
open
for everybody.
Okay.
We want to give back to the community. So
All right. If
you hear my voice, come on, bring your kid. We'd love to have you. Again, 100% free, and we're just giving back to people who do so much for us. And so we're trying to help out.
Do we have time to talk about the golf tournament?
Let's carry that over.
Okay.
Let's carry the golf tournament over to the next break, and we'll talk more about what Coach Outlaw sees and what he sees with the team that's coming up this year, and what he hopes to accomplish over the next few years as he gets started here at Arkansas High. And more of the best of both countries coming up on the pig. The best of most country, 103.9 mypigradio.com. And Vince Gill says, Anna, don't let your love start slipping away.
Oh, goodness.
On the pig. And, of course, it's in the mid-70s this morning, which is better than the mid-80s like it was yesterday morning. And we'll see upper 90s with a slight chance for showers today. But this would be local news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American-made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our new friend, athletic director and head football coach, Trey Outlaw, at Texarkana Arkansas School District, Arkansas High. He is now officially a Razorback. Been a Razorback at heart. Now he's officially a Razorback, and he comes from his latest coaching job was with El Dorado, where the Wildcats, where they won the state championship last year, which you had a good team. I follow Arkansas football some, and you had a good team, but man, was it a little bit of a surprise that you won the state championship?
You know, maybe to people around the state, but not to us. And so, you know, like we mentioned on Facebook and talking earlier, you know, we everywhere that you coach, you better have a mentality of you're going to win every game, or at least expect to. And so, you know, our kids did a really good job at El Dorado buying into expecting to win. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at message boards and Hootens and, you know, preseason rankings, and I think they had El Dorado pick fourth or fifth in the state. And so surprised a couple people. You know, you play against a traditional powerhouse like Greenwood, and I believe that the so-called experts picked them to win by a couple of touchdowns, and it's kind of the other way around. And so hopefully we can bring that same mentality to Arkansas High, where you know, it doesn't matter who picks for you or against you, or what they say you're going to do. All that matters is the belief you have in that locker room and the expectation to win. Yeah. And so, you know, we kind of have this us against the world mentality, and that's good. You got to have a chip on your shoulder.
The good thing is those experts don't get out on the field and play. So.
Right. They can't take it.
But we talked about the kids' camp. Now we're going to talk about the
football. Let's go with golf.
Yeah.
So there is a fundraiser, and people can hang out and reminisce about football. Is it next Friday? So like the 5th of August?
Yeah, August 5th, we have our Arkansas High football golf tournament. It's going to be a great time. So if you are a scratch golfer or not very good, come out. You know, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be at Northridge Country Club. The tournament starts at 1. We're going to feed everybody lunch before that, and then go hang out in the driving range. So, you know, 11:30, show up. Let's have a good time. We're going to have some giveaways there. We're going to have some swag for our golfers. The big thing is it's going to be about Arkansas High football. And so a couple of different ways that you can be involved with that. You have the opportunity for businesses or even people to sponsor a hole. It's $100 for a hole. We'll put your name, your logo, even your face on a that's right. Have a fat head out there or something.
Yeah,
but no, we'll
don't put talk to me like that.
That'd be funny as heck.
We'll that's right. We'll just put it on a sign out there on every tee box and green, and so every golfer, every person that plays golf in our tournament that day. They'll get to see that you don't only support Arkansas football, but you support the kids. Mm-hmm. And so,
that's what it's about.
You know, I think it's a great advertising opportunity. 100% of that money with those sign hole sponsors go to our kids. Right. And so, you know, if you love kids, $100 will help go a long ways to helping those guys out. And so, the other way you can participate in the golf tournament is it's a four-man scramble. Okay. We still need teams. Right. It is $500 per team. So, you know, you think about $500, a lot of money, but you break it down, it's $125 a person. You're playing on a great
good course.
Golf course. You're getting a meal out of it. If you're pretty good at golf, you have a chance to win some money. You know,
and bragging rights.
It's exactly. We're going to give you some swag, give you some gifts. Get to hang out with the buddies, and you get to give back to your community. So, you know, great opportunity for businesses to get teams together, great opportunity for families to get teams together and sponsor holes. And I do want to mention a couple of title sponsors who have blessed us. You know, you mentioned Alan Brown earlier. Alan Brown, his company is our title sponsor, and so we're so thankful for him and what he does for exactly for Arkansas high football. And you know, when you start mentioning politics, it's kind of a taboo thing, but we have two really good politicians in our community that work at the state level, and I don't know if I mentioned the name or not, but you know, they did a great job of being a title sponsor and feeding everybody. And who's so that? We are really thankful for them. And so
you can say their names.
Okay. So,
okay, you're not allowed to say their names. John just said no.
Thank you for them. But I'll tell you what, on Facebook, you will see we're going to blow them up. We're going to thank them. And so we do have one more corporate sponsor if anybody is interested. It's the golf cart sponsor. It'll be $2,000.
All right. And we'll continue talking with Coach Outlaw in just a minute, right here on The Pig. 103.9 and MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, more of the best and most country, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. They got three convenient locations to serve you, one in Ashdown, one in Wake Village, one on Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. Our guest, our friend from the community today, we've been talking with Coach Trey Outlaw, who's the new athletic director and head football coach at Arkansas High. Did you get a chance to look at the descriptions of junk food or whatever to see which one matches you there, Coach Outlaw?
Can you be more than one?
Yeah.
Right, I bet you could.
Yes, I bet you can.
So what does it look like?
I almost feel like I'm all of them, but I'm, you know, if you had to narrow it down, probably a mixture of potato chips and tortilla chips, and so throw some cheese dip in there, and we'll be all right.
That works out good.
For a good game.
So y'all go to the Facebook and answer that question. Have a chance to win some Splash Kingdom tickets. But we've been talking about the fact that there's a golf tournament coming up, and you could possibly still be a sponsor, a corporate sponsor, a sponsor of a whole.
Right.
Just get a hold of Coach Outlaw if you want to have a team in it. Same thing. The tournament itself is going to be
on the 5th.
On the 5th, which is next Friday?
Yeah.
Is that right? No, it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, our calendar's on July. That's two weeks away, so you got time. How do they email you?
Email me at trey.outlaw. Which is trey.outlaw@tasd7.net. Mm-hmm. And again, we just want to say thank you to two of our corporate sponsors we have so far, with Mayor Brown, and then again our state reps and state legislators and senators, with Mr. Jimmy Hickey and Miss Carol Dalby, doing a great job giving back to our athletes and our programs. And so we still have one corporate sponsor so we have one corporate sponsor left. That's the golf cart sponsor. Mm-hmm. You know, that is it's a little steep. It's $2,000 sponsorship, but every golf cart will have your logo on it. You get a free teaming in the tournament.
$500
discount. Yeah, exactly.
You went back.
We're giving you two free hole sponsors, so another 200.
Yeah, so
and
just lines up.
At one of the half times, we're gonna bring you on the field and recognize you. So,
all right.
Even better.
Good advertising, and even better feeling giving back to kids.
So you say Millway's helping you out. So
come on, challenge
some of your other businesses out there. Millway's in. Oh, you might want to get in too.
Farmers.
I'm just saying.
Red River.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about you talk about on the Facebook things that you want to instill in your kids, and that's what they are. They're kids.
They still are kids.
I mean, you know, some of them think they're adults, but they're still kids. And things you want to instill in them, such as family, faith, love. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. I think you get into coaching for a couple reasons. One is either you love the game or you love the kids. And so if you're going to be in this sport or profession for a while, you better love both. And so we really feel like it is a mission of ours to create better men on our football team. And if we had ladies, it'd be better women also. And so when I was hired, I told our administration, whenever I bring in coaches, they're going to change our kids' life. And I fully mean it. Every coach that I've interviewed and have brought in, I've either have known or someone else knows them that I highly respect. And to be on our staff, you have to be a good football coach, but you better be a better person. Mm-hmm. And so I highly encourage our coaches to bring their wives to practice, their kids to practice, because it's one thing to tell your kids that you need to be a good father or a good husband, but it's a completely different to, for them to see it. Mm-hmm. And so our goal, you know, is to win state championships and conference championships and all that, but a bigger goal is to create better husbands, better fathers, you know, better workers, and guys who are going to become better Texarkanians, mm-hmm. I guess is
yep.
what
yep.
you say.
Yep, absolutely. Citizens.
Well, see, and he's going to start it, you're going to start him young.
Right,
and bring them up the right way yep. through the schools, through the middle school,
right.
the junior high, whatever you want to call it these days, on up through the high school. And you know, faith and family, and this will be a family. We're looking for just exciting things in the future here at Arkansas High. We're going to keep Coach Outlaw over the top of okay. the hour so we can continue our talk about that. And before you leave, you and Anna are going to play a game.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's teamwork. We work
it's
together.
Some type of mind game. I don't know. Whatever's up there today.
Okay, good.
All right. It won't be football.
All right. Spies alive.
More of the Best of Most Country continues on the Ping. That's John Conley and the Common Man, which is kind of what I am, just an old common man.
Yeah.
On the Pig, my dog in my backyard. 103.9 and mypigradio.com, the best and most country. And we have Trey Outlaw, the athletic director and head football coach at Arkansas High. Just been on the job a couple of months. When did you officially get hired? I forgot.
At the end of May.
Yeah, so,
I'm with you. It feels just like yesterday. Yeah. It's been a whirlwind, but we've actually had, I was looking at like 25 practices.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
You know, we're right at about 20 during summer, and then 5 to 6 during the spring. We got some spring practices in, which good. Is good. Done a couple of 7-on-7s and team camps, which is been a little bit foreign to our kids. They uh-huh. haven't done it in the past, uh-huh. and just great opportunity to see our guys go and compete against other schools across the state.
Mm-hmm. All right, talk a little bit about, because I'm telling you, he and his coaching staff are going to bring an exciting brand of football back to Arkansas High. And last year was not the best of years, just to be honest. It was not an Arkansas High typical year. But he's bringing this excitement back. And tell us just a little bit about what they can look for on offense and defense. What are we wanting to do?
Well, offensively, it's going to be
are we going to run the ball? Are we going to throw the ball? You know,
what I say whatever he says.
Yeah, smart.
You know, I'll be honest with you. If we, you know, I would rather run the ball every single play and win a football game than not. However, what it's going to look like, it's going to be fun for our fans to watch. It's going to be up-tempo. We're going to sling the ball around. We're going to run the ball a lot, too. You know, we joked a little bit earlier. I kind of like math, you know. And so, to me, if you go around football with the offensive, from offense perspective, with kind of analytical and thinking, it's a little easier. So, if they have less guys in the box, we're going to run the ball. If they have more, we're going to throw it. You know, that's
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
But no, it's going to be up tempo. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. We're going to throw for a lot of yards. We're going to run the ball a lot. We're going to score a lot of points. We're going to try to run as many plays as possible. And so, buckle up. You know, it's going to be fun. If you go get some food at the concession stand, you better hurry back.
You better hurry back because they have already thrown for a 50-yard touchdown and you missed it. Now, on defense, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the quarterback, a lot of hard hitting.
Yeah, so, you know, I grew up, or I guess you say grow up, in the coaching profession as a defensive guy. And so I'm a really big fan of putting pressure on the quarterback, putting pressure on the running backs, making teams play left-handed, so to speak.
Right.
And so we're going to put more guys in the run box than they can block, and hopefully that will entice them to try to throw the ball downfield against our good athletes. So, you know, again, we're going to marry each other. It's going to be fun to watch. And if you happen to take a restroom break, you're going to miss something.
You will.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets early.
Go to the concession before the game, or if there's a good long timeout, you think
send
you can run.
Send one of the kids. Run there.
Yeah, really. Send the kids. Say, go get this, that, and that, because I don't want to miss a play. It's going to be that kind of football, and we're definitely looking forward to it. We'll hold you over for one more break so y'all can play a game. And then we'll also talk one more time about the kids' camp and the golf tournament, and a little bit about...
there's a red and white game, right?
Right. and a little bit about the first home game, when that'll be, all that kind of good stuff.
Right.
As we continue talking with Coach Outlaw from Arkansas High on the Pig. That's Tracy Bird, someone to give my love to on the Pig at 103.9, mypigradio.com. And, of course, the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends. Brought to you by our good friends at Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. So let's go ahead and play a game real quick, and then we'll talk just a little bit more with Coach Outlaw before we let him go.
Right.
It's true or false today.
All right.
So you got a 50-50 shot of getting each question right.
Okay.
Let's see how we do. Oh, man, this is before either one of you guys' times. The science fiction TV series Lost in Space.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly took place in the year 1997. Now, I'll tell you, this show was on in the late 60s and maybe the early 70s. Did it supposedly take place in 1997 is the question. Is that true or false?
False.
He guesses false.
I'm going to oppose him with true.
Well, I actually was alive and I'm old enough. I saw the show, but I didn't remember this. It's true.
Wow.
It was set in the year 1997.
They should have really exceeded that boundary.
Okay, here.
Okay, let's do this.
Never seen that movie.
Well, when...
It's actually a TV
TV show.
Neither have I.
Now, none of us were around...
Is that in black and white?
Yeah. None of us were around when Bugs Bunny first appeared, but...
Right.
When Bugs Bunny first appeared in 1935, he was called Go Lucky Bunny.
Nah.
Is that true or false?
No.
Now, you going to agree with her, Coach?
Let's go false on that again.
Yeah, he was first called the Happy Rabbit.
The
Happy Rabbit.
Bugs Bunny works better.
These are very random today.
Okay.
The Statue of Liberty holds a tablet.
Right.
How is the tablet 2 feet thick? Is that true or false?
Probably.
Two feet thick.
I think it's thicker.
You think it's thicker?
I think it's thicker.
So he's going to go with false again, but I'm going to go with true.
I forgot to tell you, she's a random knowledge nut. It is true.
So I'm going to start agreeing with her.
Yeah, you might.
It's your choice.
About that time, she'll get it wrong. There are 7 points on the collar around Kermit the Frog's neck.
I think that's true. Oh, no, it's not. Look at John.
False.
Yeah, false for the win.
And the final one. The title role of Dirty Harry, 1971 movie, was originally intended for Paul Newman. After he refused it, it was offered to John Wayne, then Paul Newman finally accepted by Clint Eastwood. Is all of that true?
Sounds roundabout true. Nope.
False.
Believe it or not, it was actually written for that singer, Frank Sinatra. Very strange. I'm glad he didn't take the role.
What a bizarre game.
That's a pretty good movie if you ever want to watch it on Netflix or anything like that. All right. Anyway.
Silence.
Yeah. All right. So if somebody wants to be involved in the kids' camp or the golf tournament, what do they need to do?
All right, so the kids camp again is going to be July 27th from 1 to 4. Just bring your kid up there to Razorback Stadium.
Okay,
it's at Razorback Stadium. Before 1 o'clock, drop them off. If you have not registered, you still have time to register. You can find it on Arkansas High School Football. There's a Google form there. Just fill it out. But again, if you don't have time to fill it out, We'll just show up.
Want to build pride, yep. And any kids in the right range is welcome.
Exactly. And that's entering kindergarten through sixth grade.
And the golf tournament, if you want to be a sponsor or be a team player, what do they need to do?
Just email me at trey.outlaw@tasd7.net. Again, it's going to be a good time, and it's just going to be a lot of fun.
All right. And looking at we flipped the calendar over to August. There's going to be a red-white game that people can come out and watch on, is it the 9th?
Yes, I believe it is the 9th.
The evening of the 9th at Razorback Stadium.
Yep.
And grades from what grade on up?
Well, it starts at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Before that, I believe we're going to have some kind of community festivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like a watermelon supper or something.
Right,
like
put on by our administration. But that's going to be 7th through 12th grade. Right. That's going to be football. That's going to be cheer and dance and... It's going to be a good time. We're going to recognize all of our athletes. We're going to recognize our cheerleaders and our dance team. And
because they're part of it all too,
they really are.
Yeah. That's right. And so, if you bring your kid to the kids camp, they're going to get to run on the field.
Oh, that's cool. Even better.
They'll love that. And then you're going to have a benefit game in Ashdown.
Yep, have a benefit game in Ashdown. That's going to be on the 22nd.
All right, show up for that.
And so, it's going to be a a great first look at what we should look like. You know, the thing with the benefit game, you really try to put your kids in situations they'll see throughout the year. So you'll see a lot of guys running on and off the field, special teams, stuff like that. And so it's almost like a dress rehearsal before you get to the real game. So
the first real game will be on the road in Watson Chapel, correct? And then the first home game is the first Friday in September against Delaware.
Yes, and so actually that benefit game is going to be the 16th.
Okay.
And then that first road game is going to be Thursday, not a Friday.
Okay, thank you for
August 25th at Watson Chapel. The reason why is because it was picked up by one of the state TV networks, so Razorbacks will be on TV.
Cool.
But we really need you to show up to Pine Bluff to help us have home field advantage.
Absolutely, yes, and then get ready for the big home opener first Friday in September. Thank you so much. We're out of time, but thank you so much, Coach Outlaw, for coming in. We're excited about it. Going to be a great year.
Thanks for having me. Go Hawks.
All right. More of the Best of Most Country continues on The Pig.